and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. Corn grower representatives from across the U.S. took part in the recent Corn Congress held at the annual Commodity Classic in Houston. Delegates voted on a wide range of resolutions affecting corn farmers. Minnesota Corn Growers Association board member Richard Severson joined the Linder Farm Network's Linda Brecke to discuss some of the outcomes.
Joining us on the Linder Farm Network, Richard Severson, Minnesota Corn Growers Association board member, past president of the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, and farmer from Pope County. And Richard was at Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas last week.
Well, Linda, it's always interesting to get together with corn farmers from all the different states that are part of National Corn and hear their ideas and their perspectives on things that are important to us. One of the things we worked on, we did pass a consensus of Congress that was just emphasized to anyone who would listen how important trade is to corn farmers, and that we need our federal government to step up and enforce trade agreements and also to try to negotiate new ones. That was unanimously passed. Everybody's in favor of that. And then we had a resolution sponsored by Minnesota and South Dakota Corn encouraging USDA to establish a program to collect pricing information from fertilizer wholesalers and manufacturers. It has nothing to do with the retailer that you buy fertilizer from, but we feel that without information on pricing, there's no way to determine whether, say, a merger in the fertilizer business would be bad for farmers. And so, and that resolution passed. We also debated updates on base acres, and there's different viewpoints from all across the country on that. And we really went back to our position that we passed last summer, advocating for a mandatory base acre update on corn acres across the country. And as corn growers outside of policy, we got together and we had a great time, and we honored Minnesota corn farmer and current National Corn Grower President Harold Woolley and thanked him for his leadership in both states and national corn growers. And it was just Harold's a great guy, and he's a very steady, sure hand at the helm of National Corn. Great spokesman for us and for our corn grower members. So all in all, a great Commodity Classic. And I just want to wrap up by saying that if you're interested in agriculture and you ever have a chance, attend a Commodity Classic, because you get to see from the latest, not only in technology, but you get to hear from the people who make policy, like the Secretary of Ag and the administrator of the EPA. They were all there. Get to Commodity Classic and see what's going on in our industry.
And Richard, as far as renewable energy, that was a big topic, the renewable aviation fuel and things like that. That's always a big topic, isn't it, at Commodity Classic?
Well, yeah, and we had really hoped that Secretary Vilsack and Administrator Regan would bring us an announcement on how they were going to use the GREET model to treat corn ethanol in sustainable aviation fuel. And they kicked the can down the road again. Very disappointing in that. They did say that it would only be a couple of weeks, but I mean, this is a policy that common sense and science would have settled months ago, just like the E15 thing. So, yeah, that was really disappointing. But before ethanol plants can move ahead, before farmers can start to decide whether changing practices to supply ethanol for sustainable aviation fuel would be profitable or even practical, we need to know what the rules are, and we need government to just say what they're going to be, and then we can go from there.
Now, anything new on the situation with Mexico and their ban on white corn and what they're doing when it comes to genetically modified, I should say, corn?
I thought it was strangely quiet during Vilsack's message. He just had a sentence about that it was being talked about, and the procedure was being followed. And other than that, he was very quiet about that issue.
Hopefully, we'll hear something soon.
Oh, I would hope so. I would think there again that the United States' case against Mexico in this case
is very clear, and the USMCA is not really ambiguous about what Mexico's obligation is. And so I'm thinking that it will be it'll be resolved. You know, the problem that the Mexican government has, too, is they're going through a changeover in leadership, and I don't know when exactly that will happen, but I believe in June. Hopefully the new chief executive in Mexico looks at that relation, our relationship with the United States and their the food needs of their his people in a little different light than the current president does, and comes around to the common sense solution that we need to trade. They need our corn, and we need the manufactured goods that they make down there, and we have an ample supply. We'd love to sell it to them.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com or on Apple and Spotify. And get the latest farm news and market information daily from your local LFN affiliate.